Okay, this is Simon Smedley here, down with Clint Boone at his base down at Stockport. Thanks for agreeing to speak to me again, Clint. I was quite interested to listen to a few of your podcasts, your story time with Boone. You're just having a bit of a break from them, but you're intending on getting them going again soon. Just give the listeners a bit of a flavour of those podcasts.
It started towards the end of last year, because when the XFM thing all changed and I went from five shows a week to one show a week, it gave me time in my week to start developing other things. So a lot of obvious things started to happen, like extra DJ gigs here and there. But one of the guys that I met through radio, a guy called Alex, is now involved in a production company from Leeds called Distorted Productions. And he just contacted me and said, have you thought about doing podcasting? Because I was doing these Sunday night shows for Radio X, which I'm still doing. And a lot of what I was doing on that show is telling anecdotes about my life in the music industry. And Alex said, have you thought about doing a podcast, like based around anecdotes and all that? And I said, well, I've never really subscribed to the world of podcasting, but I'll definitely give it a try. And then, you know, I had a listen to a few podcasts and started mine in January. I think the first week of January I did the first one. And I just thought, I'm probably going to manage 1 or 2 weeks of this, then probably have to go and knock it on the head. But I managed 18 weeks.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Every week for 18 weeks.
Yeah.
On top of all this other madness that I've got in the week, you know, including being in the band and, you know, being a DJ, being on the radio, being a father of three little ones. So I managed to do 18 weeks of it. And I've loved it because it's like getting, writing that book that I've been meaning to write for years and years. It's like I'm doing it, putting it out there now, bit by bit.
And you've had, I presume you've had a great response, because you're getting plenty of listens, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you're having some great guests on as well, aren't you? There's little sort of sections and little, you know, is it about, they're about half an hour apiece, aren't they?
Usually about 30, 40 minutes of me talking. Well, so far, guests have included Brian Cox, fellow Alderman, Alfie Bohr, opera singer, very well-known opera singer, Fran Ely out of Travis, I think Bonehead was on one, I can't remember actually. So, you know, mostly, or some weeks I'll have a guest on, some weeks it'll just be me talking, but I'm finding it to be really, is it cathartic, is that the word I'm looking for? It's just a real, it's a brilliant feeling of getting all these memories out there and getting them down, because it's like, for years I thought I should write my book, and it's almost like I'm writing it every week bit by bit and get some of it out there, you know.
Just going off as an aside then, right, is a book something that you might consider doing in the future?
Yeah. I've actually got writings that I've been doing for years. I've got bits of stuff that I've, you know, written here and there, but this the idea of the podcast, it'll cement all that. In fact, the podcast might become the cement for a book, you know what I mean? If I transcribe this stuff and make that part of the book and then put some other stuff around it, but yeah, there will be a book at some point. And if there isn't a book, it will drop dead tomorrow. They can just write it down on my podcast and that can be my book, can't it?
So when can the listeners listen to the next story time of Boone then? What's the kind of plan?
You know what, I've no idea, because I'm in the middle at the moment. We've just relaunched Mrs. Boone's tea parties, you know. So at the moment, any spare time I've got in the week is being spent on that. So hopefully, you know, within weeks rather than months, it'll be back. You know, I'm still in contact with the production company about, you know, getting some advertisers on board or whatever. But yeah, I loved doing, you know, the podcast, the creating of it and getting out of there, and then seeing the reaction it got every Wednesday when it went live and the messages we used to get about it.
Yeah.
Were phenomenal. So it's Story Time with Boone, and it's on iTunes, and it's a free download, and it's
good.
I think so far we're on about 170,000 downloads.
But recently started your 80s show on Radio Manchester.
Yeah, which I love.
That's something that me and my wife listen to.
Yeah.
And you're still doing your bit on Radio X, and you wanted to, you're quite keen to talk about your, is it a recent gig you picked up at the Black Dog?
Yeah, Black Dog Ballroom. So every Friday now, 5 till 9 every Friday evening. It's a thing called Fizz Face Friday. So it's all about the Prosecco these days, isn't it? I don't drink Prosecco, mate, but the night's called Fizz Face Friday, and I do a 4-hour DJ set there. And I love that, because people can come along and chat to me and get a selfie. Whereas when you're DJing in a club, it's a different thing, because you're watching the dance floor all the time, trying to keep it moving. But this bar, it's just, I'm just stood there, people can come and stand with me and hang out. And yeah, I'm really enjoying that, meeting some nice people.
How long have you been doing your 80s show now then?
I started in December, I think. I was out with the Inspirals. I mean, what had happened was, the week that the XFM changeover got announced, I got a call from BBC Radio Manchester saying we'd like to talk to you.
Right.
And initially they gave me 2 weeks of cover on the BBC introducing show. That's a Saturday night new music programme. So I did that. And then within a couple of weeks I got a call saying, do you want to do the 80s show every Saturday night?
Yeah.
So it wasn't me going to them saying, I want to do an 80s show. It was a case of the radio station said to me, we've got all the other decades covered. We've got the 50s show, we've got 60s, we've got 70s, we've got 90s. Do you want to do the 80s? And I said, yeah, I can do any decade, mate. You know, I can show you the best music of any decade because I've studied it all my life.
Yeah.
And I'm 57 in June, so I know my music, you know, and I've grown up with popular music.
You certainly do.
So, so I embrace the 80s show and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's like all the things that I do in my working week, every single thing that I do, I love it. You know, like, and I could happily do the 80s show 7 days a week for the rest of my life. I could happily do the podcast every day for the rest of my life. I could do a tea party every day. So I love all these different elements of my week. And the hardest bit is I'm changing up every, sometimes like on a Saturday, I'm changing up 3 or 4 times. I'm going from tea party mode into radio mode in like less than an hour. And then over to South Nightclub to be a DJ in a club. You know, it's, and that's the hardest bit is the chopping and changing. So even though it keeps me on my toes and it's, you know, I've got to stay dynamic and productive and positive. A lot of the time it's like, God, I'm really enjoying this tea party, but in a minute I've got to go and do an 80s music show. So I'm dead lucky that all these things that I do really invigorate me and, you know, inspire me. But
that was, you took the word right out of my mouth, really. I was going to say, you're lucky, aren't you, that you've got that job satisfaction, because that's always been top of my list. And I'm lucky in my job, coming to meet people like yourself.
And, you know what I say, I'm lucky, but it dawned on me recently that for 40 years, I've worked day in, day out to get to this. I never knew where it was going, but every day since 1976, when I saw the Sex Pistols, every day has been like,
but you wouldn't change it, would you?
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm lucky, and you know, it pays me bills, you know, so I'm not what I call a wealthy man, but we have a nice lifestyle, and we homeschool our kids, which is nice, and, you know, we get to do nice things, so, but yeah, it's like, it's been 40 years of not having much time off, and not sitting, you know, we drive past pubs, you know, on a nice sunny afternoon, and there's people sat outside drinking, and I always said to Charlie, wouldn't it be nice with those kind of people that can go and do that, because we never get a chance to do it. Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've benefited from me being industrious.
The question that a lot of people will be wanting to hear, I guess, in spiral carpets.
Yeah,
definitely. I think they're just sort of having a break for a year or so,
Well, we don't want to overdo the live element of it, because we know that if we do too much, the demand will start to die off and we'll end up playing to, you know, 150 people a night. So we're very keen to just go out and gig at the right time. So we did a tour with Shed 7 in December, which you came and saw, which is brilliant. This year we're doing no gigs whatsoever. We're just taking the year out of the live scene. We are starting to write. Towards the end of the year we might start recording an album, and then I'm guessing by spring or summer of next year we're looking at going out again. So yeah, very much still a band, very much still, you know.
We've not seen the demise of the Inspirals, then.
No, not yet, and I don't know if we ever will. I don't know. No. It's like, I don't know what will happen long term. Yeah. We don't really have a long term plan. We're still mates, and we're still looking forward to doing something as and when.
Yeah.
But I think we all, as individuals, we all like the fact that we've got other things outside of the band. Because going back to, you know, the early 90s when we were massive and that was all we did, the only thing we did was being in that band.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of worries around it. You know, you're worried about record sales and you're worried about ticket sales and, you know, it's like, it's all you do all year. You know, you're touring or you're recording in the country somewhere. And it's like, I don't think anybody's going to go back to doing it full time. You know, we all like the fact that...
Well, again, you're all lucky that you've got other things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a nice position that we're in the band. It's like, you know, we still get on great. And when we go out, you know, because we're self-managed... We make more money than we ever have done, I think. It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. We might get some new material from the band as early as next spring, do you think?
I mean, the emails have started flying around this week with new song ideas on there, so I think it's only a matter of time before we start getting in the studio and knocking some of them together. You know, that's what happened last time, really. We didn't plan an album, we just suddenly had some songs that we were writing, and that became an album, so probably same again, you know.
Thanks very much, Clint Boone, and I will speak to you again very soon.
Keep up the good work, man.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.